This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A bill in the Montana legislature proposes to allow municipalities to tax short-term rentals to support turning units into long-term rentals. House Bill 430 would allow local governments to impose a 0.25% tax on short-term rentals. The money, which amounts to 25 cents for every $100, would be used to provide rebates to owners of short-term rentals who agree to turn the unit into a long-term rental for local employees. Representative Jane Gillette said the intent of the bill is to free up some existing housing for local workers. Gillette said the bill is based on a program in Big Sky called Rent Local, which uses funds from the resort tax and nonprofits to incentivize owners to convert vacation rentals into long-term leases for local workers. David O'Connor, executive director of the Big Sky Community Housing Trust, said that they have converted just under 100 units to long-term rentals since the program started in 2021, housing about 250 people. O'Connor said they've also been able to help other workers find housing outside the program through relationships they've formed through their work. O'Connor said he gets the perception that most of the property owners who get involved in the program were people who were looking for a way to rent to a local resident. During the bill's first hearing, representatives from Bozeman and Gallatin County spoke in support of the bill. Dan Walker, town manager for West Yellowstone, told the committee he estimated the program would provide about 13 units for long-term renters per year in his town. It may not seem like much, but Walker said it would give them some level of housing relief. Walker said, short-term rentals have provided a lot of opportunities in resort communities, but also have disrupted traditional housing opportunities and brought long-term rentals to the brink of extinction. Bozeman Deputy Mayor Terry Cunningham noted the bill allows for property owners to choose whether or not they want to participate. He said, even with all the units under construction in Bozeman, they aren't coming online fast enough to meet housing needs. The bill proposes that no more than 5% of the collected tax would go to the Department of Revenue to administer the program, and local governments could retain a portion for their administration fee. Municipalities could administer the program themselves or contract with a local group like the Human Resource Development Council to do so. The bill states that it would be up to local communities to set the parameters of their programs, including maximum rents for the units and property owner rebate amounts. NASA woke up Voyager 1 from 13 billion miles away, and the spacecraft actually signaled back. Think of it like trying to start a car that hasn't been used in 20 or 30 years. There is no guarantee the mechanisms will be intact, let alone work. So what NASA did is even more impressive. The Voyager 1 spacecraft was contacted by the space agency so that its thrusters could be turned on for a short time. Voyager 1 was sent out into space way back in 1977 to look at the edges of our solar system. It communicated to NASA's Deep Space Network every so often to get routine commands and to send data back to Earth. But late last November, NASA had to talk to the spacecraft and use microthrusters that hadn't been used since 1980 to make a small course correction to add 2 to 3 years to the spacecraft and its mission's duration. Scientists have detected since 2014 that the spacecraft's main systems for moving forward are degrading over time, so they decided to move the probe by using the backup trajectory correction thrusters, which had not been used in decades. Initial tests went well, but because the spacecraft is so far away from Earth, 13 billion miles away, the results didn't reach NASA until 19 hours after the commands were sent. Voyager 1 did successfully make its course correction using the alternate method, adding a few more valuable years to its mission. Voyager 1 will be able to send to Earth important information never seen before from deep space between our star, the Sun, and the one closest to it, Alpha Centauri. Voyager 1 is the farthest probe NASA has sent into space, and so the space agency hopes now to try to contact and wake up Voyager 2, another spacecraft that is traveling between stars. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.